After months of negotiations, the Overture Center has reached a conditional settlement with its lenders. U.S. Bank, M&I Bank, and J.P. Morgan Chase have all agreed to waive the center's overwhelming debt. In fall 2008, the arts facility found itself in financial straits when its trust fund was liquidated. This settlement features a $15 million payment to the banks, who've agreed to forgive the remaining $13 million.
The slate has been wiped clean for all of the debt, free and clear.
Tom Cardo is CEO of the Overture. He says he wants to move forward with fundraising after more than a year of layoffs and budget deficits.
There's a notion that there's only so much of the pie to be split around. As a fundraiser, I know that people give to success. People give to the things that they're interested in and they're passionate about. Now that the debt is gone and they see the vision of Overture and they see Overture's success, we'll continue to see increases in our fundraising capacity.
A group of private donors led by Jerome Frauchi, who originally gave $205 million to build the Art Center, is funding the debt payoff. But its $15 million contribution hinges on the city of Madison taking ownership of the Overture, an idea which has already faced much public scrutiny. Madison Mayor Dave Cheslevich had suggested the city purchase the building for $1 and put a nonprofit in charge. Kirk Carapezza, Wisconsin Public Radio.